continue and the war, a meeting there between the alien and the earthling. In other words, the resident of Borloka with the resident of Borvarloka. Borloka meaning the earthling. Borvar, the one from beyond the earthly realm. And we put the, again, Star Trek Next Generation 4:15. We kind of use that scene there a little bit, that concept, that the one visiting Earth may, well, invite the earthling to something, either to his or her ship, or to a short visit in Borvarloka or something like that. But then that earthling, we can see how he is still an earthling, he's greedy. He's calculating. He speaks about, well, we get this diplomacy. This is from the Star Trek thing. You know, I appreciate you speaking very diplomatically, but diplomacy means also that I cannot always trust you. Get into this whole psychological thing there with diplomacy versus honesty and real friendship, which is natural in Borvarloka, where at least that part where we're talking about here, where people are, I mean, our the world station, that village which is now becoming, there everyone is simply nice to each other, and happiness comes not from money or consuming, or can make this whole thing there. But here this man stands there, and of course he becomes envious. Greed comes up. We look what technology you have, what how rich you are, because we're not talking just technology, but just everything is gorgeous and beautiful. So, and then he slips back into his kind of, well, he talks with the other guy. We would be interested in learning your technology. And our Borvar guy says, well, you know, that's reserved for our realm. It's hard to implement in your realm. And then he goes like, I guess you just want to maintain your superiority, so you don't want to share your technology with us. You know, already starting to think, or at least there in the back of his mind, can we make a plot to take it by our diplomacy? And if that doesn't work, by war. In other words, typical earthling way of thinking. So then he's now basically accusing his host of being selfish, maybe even non-democratic. By even maintaining such a higher level of standards without, you know, so far beyond them, the earthlings, which is not allowed. You can make a lot of fun there with that. But then our wise Bouvard person says, but you know, just becoming very wealthy and rich and technologically advanced, whatever. Well, that has to go side by side with you first of all becoming rich and advanced and purer in your soul, your heart, your mind. Because you see, when you think not I, me, mine, but we, let's work together, happiness comes from that harmony with all of us. Then you can handle opulences and riches and powers. You know, with all that comes responsibility, which requires you to develop spiritually. When you do that, then you are welcome here. Because anyway, your time on earth is limited. So this is where you will end up. You'll come back here, and from here, this is the station. You will go on to where you belong. So talking like that.